Okay, so Ovak and Bagur, you guys have just gotten your rest up inside the safe room. You, I guess, well, yeah, we could say just you two woke up early. The room is kind of small, so you're pretty cramped in there. Kind of just peek out the door and see if the peacock dude, which is guarding this coat room,
All right.
is still out here, but he's nowhere to be seen. So you guys can pop out and stretch your legs a bit.
Are we in the coat room? Is
No,
this the coat room?
you're south of it in this red room.
But it's not connected to like the body.
What was that?
Like this room is not part of like the body, is it?
It'd be a separate room that I just don't want to pull
Okay.
over.
Yeah. And the peacock dude is still here?
You can't see him.
Oh, I guess I'll
And
peek
don't
my
forget
head
to
out.
edit your health, OVAC,
Yeah.
so that you're full health and everything. And just for speed's sake, we'll say that Dornov knows of this safe room. It's a safe place that nobody who's wandering around in this place bothers you in. So you're kind of just on your way there to take a breather, and you see two people coming out of it. These guys do not look like crazy cannibals or any of the various mask-wearing people.
Just a friendly dwarf.
And actually, you would, I think we said you would recognize Ovak, and Ovak, you would recognize this person as another one of your original party that you came in separately with, but you got split up and you kind of assumed each other were dead. I know I already did that already, but I can't have like a bajillion parties in here. So, you two recognize each other.
Ovik, my friend.
Oh, you're gonna have to tell me how to pronounce your name. Sorry, I'm looking at it. Is it Dwanor?
Dornov.
Dornov.
You, it
Dornov?
is Dornov, but Dornov can't say Dornov. He says doorknob.
Dornov. Dornov? Ah. Can I run up and try to give a good dwarven hug?
I mean, go for
Already on the way, buddy.
it. I thought you were dead!
You
I
as well,
knew you
my
were
friend.
dead! What are these coincidences? Man, remember that tiefling that was with our party?
Have you seen him?
Her.
I saw her for a bit, and then she disappeared. I think she might be dead in a bunch of paper. But that's another story.
Truly a shame.
Yeah, it was tragic. We tried to call out to her, and she wasn't responding. She just stood there, like, absent-minded, and just let the death come on her.
Taken by the maze, huh?
As it seems we all will be, eventually. This right here is, who's with this? Who's with us?
Bagur.
Balga?
Bagur.
Balga.
Hi.
This is a fellow dungeoner that I came upon by accident. Apparently they have a very similar situation to us.
Really? How did you end up in here?
Apparently the same way as you guys. Creepy guy, promises of money, promises of riches. So we're here. Hi.
You know, I've been here for what feels like a month. I'm starting to think there isn't going to be any money for this.
Money is the least of our worries at this point.
Well, I'm starting to think that as well, that maybe if we make it out, that's what our reward's gonna be.
Living.
Well, that's not much of a reward at all.
No, this was a terrible idea to take on this this expedition. We probably shouldn't have done this in the first place.
Well, live and learn, friends.
You were consumed by your greed. The promise of riches.
I only wanted to help my father, as you well know.
But at what cost?
Alright, and I did not explain this to you, but one of the ways, like the mechanics that I'm running this maze in, is around every 10 minutes in-game, excuse the bird noises.
Oh, that's a bird.
Yes. around every 10 minutes in-game, or like when there's something really loud that happens, I'll make an encounter check and see if someone comes just walking around or comes to investigate. So we'll do that now, for example.
I was going to say, doorknob is not quiet.
Yeah. this is not a quiet reason.
Even though you guys have had just rested and you're rested up and... one second.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a minute and like put him to bed.
Oh god.
Here comes the sheet.
Is he going to go kill his bird?
I'd guess he's probably going to put a sheet over it so it goes to sleep.
Going to smother it with a pillow. A very, very tiny pillow.
Tell me, Ovik, have you been eating well?
God. The only things I've been eating are the rations that these friendly adventurers have given me. I have before then, before I met these fellow adventurers, found a okay source of food in this like forested area of this labyrinth, and I can usually get by just purifying whatever food I have to make sure I don't die from eating it.
You always did have a weak stomach.
Yes. Weak to poison. Poison is not the best spice, yes.
Okay, I have returned.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, as I was saying, this time, you guys kind of just start to feel an unnatural hunger. You guys kind of just woke up, and you're way hungrier than you should be for just 8 hours of rest. And, well, basically all three of you, so.
Is this similar to what was happening to us in the gallery?
Yes, basically it's the same thing, but this is kind of just a slower effect of it. So we'll say, like, for story purposes, since it's been like 8 hours since you've had food, like your stomach is growling rapidly or noisily.
Are you hungry? I think we still have some rations. We don't quite have to go hunting yet. Is that true? Do we have rations?
Yeah, we still do.
Well, I can scavenge food if we need it.
And I also have good berries if you want to eat something light.
good berries. Yeah, we found this room right here that apparently monsters don't like going into. So I think we should go back in and have something to eat because my stomach is killing me. Oh, and I pass on to Dornov one of the liquors I got from that room.
Oh, like dwarven ales or?
Yeah.
Thank
you. I pass
him on
the normal ones.
Oh, okay. The non magical ones. Sure.
Yes.
Dornov just drinks it, whatever it is.
Yes. That's why it's
definitely not bad. It's on the higher quality scale.
Very good. You say you've experienced this hunger before.
Yeah. Apparently, it's caused by a picture.
No, it was the other one.
Oh no, the picture is the pacifism one. No, so this is caused by a naked woman. Yeah. Sorry. Ulvik is not. I guess I'm now making it canon that Ulvik is not great at explaining things.
A little bit more details, Ulvik.
There is this naked woman that's a sister to a picture.
Not the right kind of details, Ulvik.
Okay. There's a girl that was placed in here because whatever gets close to her gets rapidly aged.
My word.
Yes, I think. That's right? I think that's right.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So just for, because I don't really know all the background stuff, Bagur is a, what is he, an orc?
Yeah, half orc. Yep.
Half orc druid.
What's their lifespan?
Up to 75, if I'm not wrong.
Like just a little bit under human lifespan.
Oh, yeah. I'm already older than him anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this, as long as we don't aren't in like the exact same room as her, we just get maybe accelerated like half a day every so often, it seems. At least that's what my stomach is telling me. And I always trust my stomach when it comes to dealing with magical beings.
I reach out to high-five Ulvik and say, well, at least we don't have to worry about that aging thing. We'll outlive we'll outlive your friend here by about like couple centuries.
Beautiful. Beautiful ideas. So, who's hungry?
Yes. Let's eat.
Yeah, you guys just take a minute to...
Yeah.
Take your rations, just mark a couple off from wherever you're pulling them out of.
Yeah, for now I'm counting from mine, so I'm gonna reduce 3 rations. You got rations with you, Dornup?
I've got 10 rations.
Alright. So
mark it off Leaf. Leaf is in the corner still sleeping, and I get some from his bag.
Alright.
I'll remember to tell him when he comes back. Hopefully next week.
Alright, so you guys feel a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable. And doesn't seem like the other people inside the safe room are waking up. There's some of them are snoring heavily. So you've got just a couple minutes, maybe curiosity peaks. See what's around the corner.
Tell me, my friend. Is this woman evil? Does she mean to do this to us? Do you know?
No. She's too strong in her magic that it's uncontrollable. I don't think she's evil, but I didn't check.
Do you think she's suffering?
Well, she did say she wanted clothes.
Yeah. She kind of wants clothes. It seems that she has an understanding about why she's here and would definitely be up for the idea if we could stop her from using her magic. So I think she is good, or at least she's not outwardly evil.
Well, I don't know anything about the arcanes, so...
Remind me next time, I'll cast some Detect Good and Evil to see the truth of what's going on.
Very good, my friend. Let's look around the corner.
Yeah, let's definitely look around.
Let's go while the rest wake up.
It's a perfect idea.
So you guys know that this area on the left leads to the Escher staircase, which leads close to the entrance. My half of the party hasn't really explored on the right, but this is like a doorway that leads to... let me try to kind of just draw to give an idea of it. But there's like a room here. And like this is a wall. Like a room here. So like there's a couple different, you can go like here, 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 or here, I think.
But it's all part of the same room?
No, they'd all be different rooms.
So where do we go first?
I say we roll a dice.
Would Doorknob have been there before?
That's a good question.
Let me just take a peek about what's in some of these rooms. See if anything's interesting.
Because I knew about the safe room, so maybe I knew about whatever's in there.
I will say that you know that kind of this southwards direction leads to some dude you've deemed an asshole. Not a cool guy. So probably avoid that, and that would be your recommendation.
We should not go down to the room that may or may not invoke a three in your head. An asshole.
But that's what my mental dice rolled. No.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Alright, then number two then. Let's go to door number two.
Sounds good, my friend.
Okay, so you kind of just peek inside. Immediately you see you kind of get a sense. I'm going to switch pages on you here, so everything's going to get deleted. Immediately you kind of get a sense of why this area is called the Dead Wedding.
Phillips, someone in our party has talked about that a lot.
So yeah, there's this big mess of a hallway on the left that you're entering from, as well as this leads to another room. This room's also a little bit bigger than what I've drawn it. But it is... I'll just read this. The black walking corpses of the guests show stark against the blunting and the ribbon walls. The flesh is all carbonized and bones baked to graphite. So like there are living, well, dead, like statues of wedding guests, all like kind of sitting on chairs, standing. There's like a hallway through the middle of it.
Are they moving?
They're in the middle of a cocktail party.
Are these things moving? Or are they like stationary? They,
like, as you kind of just like stare at them, they seem to be moving, but they're almost just going through the motions. Like their jaws are like moving and like hissing words are coming out, but you just can't make it out because their lips aren't moving, their tongues aren't moving. And they're like picking up empty glasses and putting them to their lips and just putting them back down.
But some kind of foul magic.
That sounds about right. There's no indication that they see us.
As you guys are kind of just standing flabbergasted in the entrance, somebody approaches you.
And does he offer to take my coat?
No. That would be the peacock's job. Bagur, you have the highest perception, so I'll say it's pretty hard to make out, but you kind of get the sense of what he's trying to say, and it's like a raspy moan that kind of sounds like, and what do you do?
But is it asking me specifically or just any of our group?
It asks whoever is closest to the front. Since Doorknob threw his token on there, we'll say it's him. And you guys are right behind him.
Oh, right. I lean in and go like, hey, he's asking what do you do?
What do? I dig. I mine. And I cut stone.
Cool.
He goes another raspy moan and says, the happy couple will be arriving any minute.
The happy couple?
Well, he didn't understand that.
Yeah.
He then kind of just turns and goes back to a table and pulls up another empty glass and just starts drinking and having some kind of conversation motions with whoever else is at the table with him.
Okay, so good news and bad news. Good news. They don't mm-hmm. seem hostile. Bad news. There's at least two more coming.
Okay. Can I... Because we took a long rest, I assume now I was able to reslot my spells, right?
Yes, you get 100% of everything back, except yeah. for any hit dice that you've spent, where you get half of your level.
Okay. Can I cast Detect Good and Evil?
You may.
Okay. That's one spell slot. So, on myself, for the duration, you know if there is the celestial, elemental, fairy, fiend, undead within 30 feet of me, as well as their locations. Similarly, I know within 30 feet of me, there are magical constructs or...
Okay,
So, I'm pretty sure these are already undead, right? These aren't, like, mechanical?
I'm not so sure on that. I will have you make a check here. Let me see.
Okay.
How about... I guess just a generic wisdom check?
Okay. That's strange. Oh, that's why I need to press this one. That was an 8.
I'm trying to decide if they're undead or not. They're definitely dead. I guess that means they have to be undead, but they are not evil.
Okay.
As for stonework, the floor is kind of just covered in a black soot, but the walls are a pretty good, like, marble, some stonework. It looks like it's been built a long time ago, but it stood up pretty well.
No weird altars or anything?
No, this is... not the room I thought it was, so this is, like, just a cocktail party room.
Okay.
Maybe we should move on before we get more people, try not yeah. to stand out.
Also, in the same time, is there anything that, any new creatures that I see now that I'm,
within 30 feet?
Yeah. Not, like, obvious.
Let me check just a couple adjacent rooms. Because you're not really close to a lot of other rooms within 30 feet, but I'll check two.
The thing is blocked by stone, so if there's like a stone wall
right.
between us, that won't matter.
No, you don't notice anything in particular.
Okay.
My friends, they're trying to drink. Should we spare some drink for them? They've been here forever. Surely they're parched.
Around this point in time, another one of the same figures kind of approaches you, and it says the same thing. And what do you do?
I think they're on repeat. I live with wolves. And I wait for it to respond.
Well, the happy couple will be arriving any minute.
Can I wave my hand in front of their face?
He does not react to that.
Have I been informed of what he's been saying? Does Bagur tell me that?
Oh, yeah,
It sounds similar to what he said the first time. So with that additional context, you could probably make it up.
Okay, I was just wondering if I understood the happy couple reference.
Yes. We'll say that you've heard of or you've been in a room before that is looks to be two people in the middle of a loving embrace, kissing, but they're frozen in time, and you're not sure exactly where in this section it is, but it's in this section of the maze somewhere. And that's kind of just what that reminds you of, the happy couple.
I say to the guy, yes, I'm sure they're on their way, but where are they coming from?
He just turns around and goes back to the table that he came from and rejoins whatever conversation he was not really having.
Then I stand by that maybe we should pour some actual liquid in their glasses and see what happens.
But we're going to give them some good booze?
Because maybe we can break them out of the loop.
I go through my stash and give him one bottle of the non-magical variety.
I go up to wherever that first guy is that's drinking, and I fill his glass.
For funsies, why don't you... can you make a sleight of hand check?
Wow.
Nice.
6 might be good enough. Yeah, you pour, he has like a wine glass, this one does, and you pour it about halfway full while he's got it set on the table. And 6 seconds after that, he pulls it back up to his lips and tilts it back a little bit, and the liquid kind of just seeps into his ashy, charred flesh. It doesn't really go in his mouth much. Not really much of it drips back down to the floor. It all just gets absorbed, and he just puts the glass back down and keeps resuming his conversation as if nothing happened.
So besides him getting a little damp, nothing really happened?
No, not really.
Done. Good ale always solves everything.
I shed a tear for losing that good ale.
I can get it back for you if you'd like.
Is there still some in the glass?
Yeah, he didn't use all of it. He still got some in the glass, as well as some in whatever bottle he poured it from.
Can I take the glass?
If you make a sleight of hand check.
Okay. This should be fun. How is a zero?
So you punch the guy in the face?
So as you're... I mean, this is kind of what I was trying to go for. So as you reach towards him to try to take the glass, you accidentally just bump him softly with your elbow. And immediately his body just turns to ash and his charred bones fall to the floor. And whatever was there is just gone.
Hold back, you killed him!
The bones clattering to the floor makes a little bit of noise.
What did you do that for?
Was I able to cast
Yes, you
glass.
Definitely have... Well, actually, with a natural one, I'd say, in the commotion and your startledness, it has been spilled on the floor. And the black soot all over the floor, definitely pretty similar to whatever this guy just became. And it just absorbs it up into the floor.
There was more of these creatures.
I mean, you didn't have to kill him, Olvek.
I think that he's definitely already dead.
But he just talked to you.
He's magically undead.
Yeah, he just asked us questions.
Pretty much all of you will hear a familiar sound. I'm going to scoot you guys just a little bit into the room.
Yep.
This sound that you hear comes from the room, I'll say to your right, and you would all recognize it as the sound of some of the Aurum Spectres, which is basically like the gold ghosts, which you've all seen.
Yeah.
Oh no.
We should
hide. Yeah. Hide.
How do you hide from a ghost?
Let's roll ourselves in the ash and look like them.
No. No. No.
Well, where do you think we should hide then?
We should go back into the red room. The ghosts usually don't go in there.
Very well.
Yeah, let's go back then.
We're attempting to retreat.
Sure. What you see over your shoulder are five of these golden ghosts heading your way as you start to leave into the previous room.
At this point, I'm like running towards the red room.
Yeah, these are not very fast, so as long as all of you are only concerned with going backwards, then you have no trouble escaping from them.
Quick, we can lose them. Let's go to another room.
I still say we shouldn't go to three.
Yeah, let's go back into this red room over here. I think it's safe. It should be safe.
Do you want to take another nap?
We could wait out the ghosts in here. Do the ghosts follow us into this room?
You can hear some faint screeching and scratching on the outside of the door, and even like from some of the walls as they kind of just go through them, but they don't seem to enter the room itself. So after a few minutes, those sounds stop.
Just making sure, I think I still have Detector and Evil up right now, right?
Sure. How long does that last?
10 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Is there anything good and or evil in the red room?
You sense a faint undead presence, but nothing. Maybe.
I see the boy might have left.
He seems to be a part of the room.
Huh. So the room itself is.
Or just connected to the room in some way.
Okay.
And I might say he's probably on the good spectrum.
Okay. So, that's good to
these,
know.
These ghosts, on the other hand, are...
Definitely evil.
Angry, vengeful, and pretty clearly evil.
Yep.
I think we should go see where those ghosts came from.
Sure. Yeah. After we let the ghost leave, we'll go back around to two.
Sure. You can kind of get to the entrance and peek inside, and you see those same. Well, I mean, you assume it's the same five ghosts, kind of swirling around the ceiling. It's almost beautiful, like the surface of a golden lake as they kind of fly around, but it's just tainted by the evil that you're still detecting, and probably around now that your spell fades. And like kind of just in as the light twists, you can almost see like a faint what used to be a skeleton inside their floaty bodies. Yeah, you kind of just see them swirling around the ceiling.
Are they circling anything in the ceiling, or they're just aimlessly circling?
Roll an insight check.
Do I see a way out on the room? Like maybe something we can make a dash for?
Yes, you're looking at the exit.
Not from this angle. You do not see any other doorways. And I would say that from what you can tell, these things do kind of just appear to be aimlessly circling.
Okay.
Okay, we have choices.
I'll actually also add that you might get a sense that they're kind of waiting for something. But that's really all you can get.
Do you think they're attracted to sound?
Huh.
No idea. Could be. Well, we got a couple of choices. We can go on and maybe I can do something to try and sneak by them. Like, try and help pass them without them noticing. Or we can go to another room.
If you wanted to take a peek fully into the room and see if there are any other entrances, you could make a stealth check.
Let's see. I don't have a lot of confidence on my dexterity for that. So, hide around here. Like, yes. On this side. And then wait for them to come in?
Yes. Because I know they melt gold, right?
Yes. Some kind of their radioactive energy.
Yeah, so maybe they want gold.
Yeah.
It could work, yeah.
But just keep in mind that two of you are in armor heavy enough that you have disadvantage with stealth.
Yep.
I'll leave it to the rest of you. I don't have much experience with these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can work if you guys stick close to me.
Okay.
Because I got pass without trace.
Oh, okay.
What does that do?
It adds plus 10 to dexterity. So even if you have a low roll, maybe you can do something.
Okay.
So you're going to try to hide, or are you going to try to just look inside?
Let's go with Dornov with his plan. Like,
okay.
Try to call them. And we're going to be around here. I'm going to cast pass without a trace.
Great.
So I think everybody has to be within 30 feet of me.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So each of you make a stealth check.
Okay.
And for Dornov
Thank
and
God
Ovak,
for plus 10.
Yeah, for Dornov and Ovak, we'll take the lowest number. So
that 20.
But we take the lowest number since you have disadvantage.
Oh.
So you've got a 12, you've got an 18, and a 16.
12, 18, and 16.
How am I the stealthiest right now?
Let me pull up their stats. They might not be super perceptive. Okay, so one of you throws a gold coin kind of across the room.
Yep.
The sound is muffled a little bit from the ash on the floor, but it's still loud enough to get their attention. And they kind of soar through and follow it, and they don't appear to notice you right away.
So are they interacting with the coin in any way?
They swirl around it for a while, and like a couple of them lash out at it. And, like, their ghostly form kind of turns sharp and one-dimensional to slash at it. And that slash, when it contacts the gold, you see it kind of, like, bubble up and foam and then kind of just turn to dust. It's not the same kind of dust that is all around the floor. But it is still not gold anymore and pretty worthless. But that does give you the ability to peek inside the room. For some reason I don't have a separate page for it. It's missing, but it is pretty big. And as far as you can tell, There are no other entrances.
Anything interesting in the room?
Let me check.
That's a dead end, right?
Yes, this is a dead end for you. You do not notice anything specific about this room. Maybe its old purpose was kind of just some extra storage for the bar room with just like empty bottles. But they're all kind of just thrown around. There doesn't seem to be any particular reason why they would be swirling around the ceiling or picking this room in particular to wait for noise or whatever.
I knew the bottle was not empty.
What was that?
Are they all empty bottles?
Yes, this room doesn't really have anything in it.
Okay. I think we should leave this room.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We're all in agreement.
Mm-hmm. And as you're kind of just walking through the doorway, the ghosts, like, pass over your head. And, like, you have to duck under them as they pass. They don't seem to notice you. The shadows that are, like, masking you seem to have done a good enough job.
Okay, so let's go back and pick another choice.
Yeah, sure. Pick number one this time, I guess.
As you kind of stand just in this hallway, you see that this first room is pretty plain. There is, in the middle of the room, there is a golden key. And it's got a little piece of paper on it with some words. And that's all you can tell from the entrance. You can get a little bit closer to investigate more if you want.
Is the key, like, just on the floor?
Yes.
There's nothing else but the key in this room?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's like some half pillars on the wall that just keeps with the beautiful, like, wedding motif, marble everywhere on the walls, and like some hardwood floor on this room.
I want to check to see if there's any kind of like trap over here that reacts when we move the key.
Make a perception roll.
19.
Nice. You see nothing in particular about the floor. You notice that the little piece of paper that's connected to the key has writing on it. Begor's character can't read, just so you know.
Yeah.
Dornov.
yeah, I can't read.
But,
wait. What determines if we can read?
He just wanted that to for fun.
We everyone can read except if you don't.
Yeah, want you're to supposed read. To be able to read, but you yeah, also notice.
I have enough intelligence for that, but
you also notice that there is a string connected to this key that leads further south into the next room.
Wait.
To the asshole's room?
Yes, to the asshole's room.
Wait, as in, like, if we go to try to pick it up, like, someone pulls on the string?
Maybe.
I say, friends, I know this trick. The asshole. The asshole loves to tie keys to string.
Why don't we just cut the string?
Does one of you want to make a perception check to try to see what is written on the slip of paper?
Sure.
I will.
Go for it.
I
I bet it's going to say, ha-ha, na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
It says, treasury.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
I kind of want it.
I've dealt with this guy before. I'm not touching it.
Does anyone have a knife that they can throw?
Let me check.
Like, why don't we just cut the string?
Or, I could tie a rope to it. We'll back away.
I mean, I got a magic dagger from the creepy guy before we came in here.
Yes, you all have one.
Wait, want to see how good your throwing skills are?
You know what? I'm just going to try to grab the key, like just like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit faster than the string.
So before, let me just, where are we all? Are we all in the room?
Yeah, we should move on, characters.
Okay.
There we go.
Freaking Bagger just grabs the key.
That's
he knows it's a trap and he still goes for it.
Make a sleight of hand check, or some kind of dexterity check. If you have proficiency in sleight of hand, that's fine.
No, I don't have it. I think everything with this dexterity is the same for me, yeah.
So, any one of them's fine.
11.
Okay, I will have him roll.
It is the asshole.
I'll just roll it in secret here to see how reactive you can be. As you actually do reach out and grab it, but the rope gets taut right away and kind of you're just pulled. Like say you had to be here to pick it up, you're just pulled a step forward. If you want to keep a hold of it, you will have to make a strength check.
Yes, I want to.
Can I assist? Can I, like, grab him and pull?
Sure, go ahead.
While they're doing that, can I, like, attempt to, like, walk over to the string? And just, like, try and cut it? Like, after they succeed?
We'll see how this goes quick. Roll with advantage, Bagur.
Strength?
Athletics will be great.
And do I roll as
well? Ooh, I have plus five.
Your helping will give him advantage.
Okay.
22.
Nice. I'll have him roll just to keep up appearances. The strength of this guy is a lot more than you were expecting. It was very close, but you managed to hold your ground, and you kind of just grab the rope and give it a tug, and you hear a little bit of stumble coming from the next room.
Okay.
Now we'll say...
Yep. I'm going to pull out a knife, which presumably I have like a knife in my adventurer's kit.
I have a feeling this won't work.
It's a string.
It is a string.
Cut strings.
That's all. Yeah. Well, that's all we know. It is a string.
Just because of the fact that it's kind of in motion right now, make an attack roll with your dagger.
Okay.
Get a one.
This is just going to be like a regular dagger, so it's going to be like plus zero.
Right? Did I not set that up? Oh, it was the club plus one.
I have a club plus one.
Yeah, so you don't actually have a dagger.
Don't you get like just a regular dagger in like the adventuring kit?
It depends on your background.
Oh.
And I can check Paladin real quick.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, do I have anything sharp on me?
Don't you have that magic dagger?
I think because he wanted to use only blunt weapons, he was given a magic club.
Because that's strength-based instead of dex-based.
Well, you could use daggers.
Yeah.
So you were given the option of 5 javelins or a simple melee weapon.
That's true. What did I pay?
We might have kind of just fast-forwarded through that.
That's true. So say right now I took a regular dagger, because that's a simple melee weapon, right?
Sure, yeah.
Alright. So do I get any additions to my attack?
Just roll your Warhammer attack and we'll call it a dagger.
Yeah. I was like 12 to cutting a string.
That's pretty close enough. 5 damage sounds just about right. You tug it kind of begor and kind of lurches backward as he's was having to use a lot of his strength to just keep his position. And you hear another grunt from the room to the south.
So did it cut?
Yes, the rope is gone. And you hear, like, let me see the description of this guy. Get a sense of his voice. Ooh, okay. This voice is like whiny. It is a little higher pitched than maybe a full grown man's would be. And it kind of just says like, "Hey."
I've dealt with this kid before. Follow me.
Okay. I follow.
Are you leaning towards it or away from it?
Towards him.
I'm going to lean to Ovek and I'm going to go like, has he tried to kill the kid before?
I wasn't around. I don't know who this is.
Let me... I'm going to open a new page for this.
Sorry, Caleb. You said the key said that it was for the...
treasury.
The armory? The treasury? Thank you.
And as you turn the corner, you see a ghost boy that looks very similar to the one that you recognized before. Except this one, like, the eyes are kind of tilted in a different direction. It looks a lot more aggressive. Its mouth, this one actually has a mouth and like kind of the weird ghosty drippings coming from it, like make it look like teeth. Also in the room, there's like small children-sized tables to sit at. There's like similar blackened corpses of small children sitting around them. These, though, do not move. The only thing moving in this room is this ghost boy.
Uh-huh.
Is this the asshole or is this something else?
You never saw it. You just know that like something in there is bad.
Okay, so I'm just going to assume that the kid is the asshole.
Yeah, probably.
It is going to attempt to kind of lurch at you aggressively to test you out. So we will be rolling initiative. First thing, make sure your token's on the board. If you... let me pull this up and delete everything. If you click on your token and then click initiative, it'll automatically pop it in the turn order chart.
Which button's initiative?
It is in the top center of your character sheet on the first page.
Oh, I thought you meant on the token. Okay.
Yeah, just you have to have the token selected for it to auto pop up. And we can use your first roll, Begor. I'll edit that.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I'm trying to find just a temporary token for this dude. Well, this isn't exactly it, but it's a ghost, so let's really use that. Okay, it will roll initiative. It will actually be going first. Okay, so this thing rushes at you guys. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So it will make an attack roll at you.
Who?
The person holding the key. Which is Gorfus.
Who is that? That was me.
You're not next to me, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, as you'll find out soon, Dornov also has the shield protection thing.
Ooh.
Well, and you're standing right next to me, right? You're standing next to me, right?
Yes, he is. So, if you choose to, you can, yeah, impose disadvantage. But it is still enough to hit. So, it doesn't do a lot of damage.
Are they going to steal the key?
6 damage, but I need you to make... let me think about what kind of saving throw.
That's 6 to me, right?
Yes. It's going to be... I think it's going to be an intelligence saving throw.
Okay. 9.
Okay, this thing kind of just like saps a lot of your knowledge and your experience doing for pretty much everything that you use. So it will temporarily, we'll say, reduce your proficiency by a point. I don't know if there's a way to do that in...
let me see.
It's going to be... I think that's tied into levels and everything, so we'll just like manually subtract it.
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yep. But you get a chance to react immediately after that. It's your turn.
Okay. Let's burn this house down. I'm gonna cast Produce Flame on it, and this is 1d8 fire if I hit. I don't think a 10 hits.
No, it's pretty fast. It's kind of, it easily dodges past your flame attack. Anything you want to use as a bonus action?
No, not for the moment.
Okay, Dornov.
Would I know if physical weapons would work on a ghost?
We'll say that from your experience, it requires some kind of magic to do full damage.
Alright.
So that would be any of your... Well, since you don't have spells, it would be your magic dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can hope to get lucky with a high roll on your normal weapon and do half damage, but...
Oh, so he just has resistance to...
Right.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. I am going to do... This is just me checking what these do. Alright, I'm going to just swing with my Warhammer and miss entirely. But do I have to hit to use my maneuvers? I don't.
Yes, it says when you hit a creature.
When I hit. Okay. So I just stumble around like a tard.
Alright. You swing through it. Also, you thought you saw an opportunity as it dodged the fireball, but it was quick enough that it kind of ghostly form the wind that moves with your Warhammer strike kind of swirls around it and it dodges. Ovak.
Okay. Alright, let's move up right next to it. And
Also don't forget about the flanking rule, where if you are diagonally or if you are directly across from an ally, you would have advantage.
Oh, there's flanking in. I didn't realize
it's an optional rule, but I'm using it.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to flank, and I'm going to use my Warhammer. So I get advantage then?
Yes.
All right. That's it. How is a 23?
Yeah, that's definitely enough. The strike passes through its ghostly form, but it dissipates it little bit.
I am then going to use my Divine Smite. So I get to do 2d8. Except for it is... Is it Ghost Undead?
Yes.
So now I get to do 3d8.
Fuck.
For a spell slot. Yeah.
Cool. And you're just using a level 1 slot?
Yeah. I don't have I don't have level 2 slots yet.
Okay. Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
And this is radiant damage.
Yes. And yeah. Magical damage. So... Great.
Mm-hmm. Bam! First time I've hit that. Oh, I'm so happy. So it's like my hammer passes through, but then like it bursts in light.
Yes.
Like light bursts around it.
Very cool. Ghosty Boy gets another opportunity. He'll turn around to you. You seem to be threatening at this point in time, yeah. And he will make a strike against you.
I have an AC of 18.
Yeah, you managed to block it with your shield easily. Mm-hmm. It will then... No, I think that's it for now, Bagor.
Okay, give me one sec. I'm checking my bear form. Let me see something. No, never mind. I still don't have magical strikes until level 6. I'm gonna try to hit it with produce flame again.
Oh, unfortunate.
Nope, still don't hit it. No, but I can't, right? I don't have like a second attack with my scimitar.
Only if you use your main action to attack. You can use a offhand attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. No. I'm gonna leave it at that then again.
Okay. Dornov.
I'm just gonna take a hearty swing.
As you do.
Yay, level 4.
Oh, shit!
Is that a fucking gnat?
That is a gnat.
Okay. Yeah, so... you do notice that your damage is not as effective as it would be if you used magical, but it's definitely a big, big strike on it. Anything else on your turn?
Nope.
Ovac.
Alright. That works so well the first time I was going to try hit it again. How's he 20?
20 will hit.
Alright, so I'm going to do it one more time. Let's do another divine strike.
Won't that be your last spell slot?
That is.
Okay.
My last spell slot. 12 this time.
You can see its form like a little bit shifting. It's having a hard time keeping it stable. So that's about around. It's below half health at this point. It will take a turn. It's going to try one more time to attack Ovak. Is that a miss? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Then it's going to use its movement and leave. Each of you will get an opportunity attack as it phases through the wall.
Who goes first?
You can just all roll attacks at the same time. I can figure it out.
8. Actually, no. Do I have advantage? I don't think I do, because I'm not flanking at the point when I would have the opportunity, right?
We will say sure, but it might not matter.
Okay.
Ovak does this much. Begor, unfortunately. Oh no, Begor with advantage would also hit.
Yeah.
With advantage? Okay.
Yeah, because you were directly across. And Dornov misses. That was not enough to take it down, and it phases through the wall at this point. So
does it phase through the wall into the Golden Ghost's room?
No. From what you can tell, this would be a different place.
Okay. Silly question. Can I smash the wall down?
You...
Okay.
It is made of materials that are breakable. You've never tried to smash a wall down, so you don't know how thick it is. But you would know for sure that it would be loud and would attract attention. It's up to you. But you probably don't have any idea how thick the wall is.
I mean...
I think he's gone. Can I just knock on the wall to get an estimate of how thick it is?
I keep going back and looking at stone cunning, but it says related to the origin of stonework, so...
Yeah, a lot of this is magically either created or cut or assembled. If you want to make a intelligence check, Ovak, you may. it's probably thick enough that it would take too long and attract too much attention from what you can gather.
I knock you down like a completely hollow sign. Said, "Yeah, that's too thick."
It could be. It could just be a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Not getting through this.
I put my hand on it, like it wavers. That's my hand goes on it. It's like, yeah, this is too much. Yeah.
Right, let's look at the...
Yeah, do we still have the key, by the way?
Yes.
We do. I wanna... do we see if there's something of value in the room where that ghost was?
There are some things.
Nice.
I'm more concerned about these ashy children things.
I will ask somebody to make an investigation check for the room.
Not me, clearly.
Let me take it.
Great.
Great. And I got a plus 5.
Whatever these children used to be, it's over for them. There's nothing that can be done for them. There's, like, old toys in the corner for children. There are... all along the walls, there's a material. And as you get closer and investigate it, this might be skin. Like, little bits of dried skin. They've been punctured in a particular pattern. Begor, you've heard of blind people using patterned symbols in some material in order to be able to read. But of course you don't know how to read like that.
I don't know it. Like, I recognize it, but I don't know it.
So wait, this was a blind child ghost that we just tried to kick the shit out of?
I think you mean that we did kick the shit out of.
Hey, he started it.
I misspoke earlier when I said that it screamed hey when you stole the thing. This, like this other similar ghost, cannot speak.
Okay.
Oh, so that wasn't the thing that said hey?
Nothing said hey. That was my mistake.
Oh.
You just heard like a screech.
No hays happened.
Can I investigate the table where these kids are chilling? Or is that already included in the earlier
rule? What are you looking for specifically?
I mean, there must be a reason they're all sitting there. Like...
This is... Yeah, you can make... some kind of intelligence check, any of your choice, investigation or
insert of some kind.
Maybe. It's closest to investigation. Yeah, that's fine. So whatever, some of these are sitting and some of them are like kind of like we're touching each other at some point. This is similar to some of the other stuff you've seen in this section where they were in the middle of something and then they were just dead instantly. They're kind of just like a flash dead corpse of whatever these young children were in the middle of doing.
Got ourselves a Pompeii situation up in here.
A flash of death.
And with the toys and this room made for young children, this would be your best guess of like some kind of babysitting room for the other guests in the wedding.
Oh, for the wedding, right.
Was there any other way out of this room other than the way we came in?
No, this is a dead end.
Can I guess as a paladin, can I lay the remains to rest? Can I give them a what's it called?
I'll assist with that.
Like nothing magical, but a ritual, a non-magical ritual. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You can do a little ceremony for them.
Yeah. Any indication about when they might have died?
The magic that seemed to have taken their life does not have any sort of indication. Like, their bodies appear to be well-preserved, so that makes it hard to determine how long ago this happened.
So why...
Yes, I go ahead.
So why were these... killed, but the other ones are animated.
Funky magic?
Bagur, if you touch one of them, will they disintegrate just like the other ones did?
Why do I... Fine. of course. Send a half-orc to kill kids, because that's not racist at all. I go and touch one.
Parts of it that you touch do crumble, but it's not as fragile as the other one.
These aren't as burnt as the others. It doesn't look like it.
So the older they are, the more animated they are, but also the... Maybe we should go back and look for like the oldest guy.
Maybe we'll figure it out once we know where the bride and the groom are. This was a wedding, right?
See, I saw some people that would fit that description, but I can't remember where.
Because this place doesn't qualify as a cave, right?
Yeah, it's not really. Definitely hard to keep track of.
And it doesn't qualify as a mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, Well, no, I guess that's qualified as caves or mines.
is a house a mine? Is a house a cave?
No, I was reading this part that said if you've been through them before, you can't get lost, but it's qualified as.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you put them to rest?
Yes, you spend a couple minutes on that. Oh, as well, when you took damage, Bagor, if you want to keep concentrating on your spell, which lasts for an hour, you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Let me do that. Critical.
Easy.
Yeah.
But you do still feel the effects of whatever energy it sapped from you.
Great.
I'm not sure how I want to run that. I'll probably have to think about it over the week. But like the book says, like permanently lose level, which is a little extreme. So you'll have a reduced proficiency for a while, and I'll think about how you'll be able to regain that.
Okay. So it was minus one, so I have one proficiency.
Yes.
Got it.
Ouch.
Deadly.
So what's the layout? Like, this is room 3.
Yeah.
Room 1, we've been in 2 and 4. Have we been in 2?
I'll pull you back to the other screen for now.
But I think we went to 2. That's where we found the first guys.
Well, I'm trying to determine the extent of this burning. Like, does it stretch further northwest from here?
If 2 led to like this, let me think. This room would be where the gold ghosts are, the swirly.
We haven't gone to 4 then.
Yeah.
Then we'd better investigate that room. Maybe we can find the source of this nonsense.
All right. Well, let's move to 4.
This is interesting.
Uh-oh.
So, you're coming in from this top left corner. There's only one other exit that you can see. But this big room that you're entering into, at some point was a buffet. There's like big long tables in the back. There's round tables with chairs around them all around. Almost all of the food is rotted and blackened. There's some like on tables that like somebody at some point was eating, but now it's just a black mess. And the long table is completely blackened. There is, however, on a small table in the back corner, we'll say over here, a beautiful multi-tiered white wedding cake. On top, there's a figure of a man and a woman holding hands and a model of a swan.
And the cake like is not swan. Burnt?
Right.
I think we found the source.
It was the cake the entire time?
Or one of the items on it.
The cake also has cherries on it on top. Let me read this quick. Yes. To just like spread across evenly in a beautifully arranged pattern. There's cherries on all over on all the tiers of the cake.
There's no creatures like the ones we saw in the other room, the ones moving.
You do not see any movement at this point in time. But it has been a little bit since we've had an encounter check, especially with you performing the ceremony on the children. So I will make an encounter check. See if anybody pops up. Somebody probably will. Let me cross-reference that. Oh, sure. Coming out of... whoa. Let me get the map again.
It's the asshole ghost.
No, just a little bit behind you. The other ghost, which seems to be a lot more laid back, and it's the one that led you guys to the safe room. He's kind of just standing behind you, watching.
Oh, the nice one.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
He can't speak, and he doesn't really communicate in pretty much any ways other than walking to places.
Do I get the sense he can understand us?
It's hard to tell, but he seems to have some sort of intelligence.
What does he do if I point and or walk over to the cake?
I think I've got like a little... Oh, I can pull the token from the other room just so we have an idea where other people are standing. So what you're standing there?
Well, like if I start walking towards the cake, does he do anything?
He'll kind of follow you.
Alright, I'm standing right up at the cake.
He's kind of just
do anything?
Kind of just stares at you.
I point at the cake.
He stares at the cake.
I point at the ash.
He stares at the ash.
Are any of the figures on the cake, would they happen to be made of stone?
I'm gonna come closer to keep the pass without a trace.
Are you following Ovak?
Yeah.
The figures are... They don't appear to be made of stone. They're painted, so you can't tell exactly what they're made of without touching them.
So it's a man, a woman, and a swan?
A man and woman holding hands and looking at each other. And, like, kind of what would be behind them from your perspective and in between them. There's a larger model of a swan. We'll say, like, if it was to scale, it would be about the size of... It's like probably like 8 feet wide, or 8 feet long, and like 4 or 5 feet wide.
Okay, yeah, this thing screams bad. I want to investigate.
So are you going to, like, pick them off the cake and look at them closely, or what?
I'm just going to grab the swan. I don't care about the people.
Okay. You pick it up. It seems to be a little bit lighter than you expected. So you... You can make an intelligence check to see what it's made of.
This is gonna go great.
It's probably been carved out of wood. Pretty finely carved. It's got detail in the feathers. And then it's been well painted. There's different shades of white with its orange beak. Looks pretty realistic for a small model. And it does have a little bit of like extra shine to it, just to a little bit of arcane symbols on it.
I point out the symbols to the rest of the group and say, something's up with this.
Maybe it was a bomb. That's why everything is burned except for the cake.
A magical bomb?
That's what I'm thinking.
Somebody would be able to make an arcana check to see if they can determine the purpose of some of these symbols.
Arcana... I don't have a bonus. Do you want to try, Ovak?
I think I might be as bad as you, but I'll go for it. Yep. 15.
You haven't been learned much about the arcane magics. You get most of your power from divine sources, but
yep.
Some of these symbols kind of coincide with some that you've learned, and this is some sort of preservation spell.
So it's the opposite.
And this is on the what?
On the swan.
So the swan is the thing that's keeping all these like piles of ash together in human form?
It appears to be much lower. It's not a very powerful spell. It can only really protect things close to it.
Maybe just the cake.
Like the cake? Is this refrigerating the cake?
So we need to go and look in the room with all the other guys for these symbols.
Maybe the symbols would be around other places. Like, did we not notice it?
I also forgot to mention that there are some slices cut out of the cake.
Ooh, what kind of cake was it?
It's a plain white cake on the inside.
Okay.
Is there anything else in this room?
No.
Do I see any magical symbols on the other two statues? Because now I'm actually interested in the other two statues.
If you were to compare them, it'd be very, very similar.
So they do have similar protection-esque
yes.
magic? Why would they need protection magic on a cake?
This is a weird place. Wouldn't be a surprise.
Maybe we should go into the adjacent room here.
Sure. What's in the adjacent room?
Yeah. Let's keep
going. I'm taking the swan with me.
Okay, sure. Mark that on your character sheet. Just in case I ever have to refer to it again, I probably won't, but you can mark it as Swan from room 178. And that way I can look up what room you got it from better.
Okay.
The next room over, you guys are kind of... let me just read to make sure I'm not saying anything wrong again. Oh, perfect. Okay, so this room, Bagur and Ovak get there first as Dornov is putting this thing in his backpack. And you see it's like a raised die in the center of the room. Inside of it, unmoving, are two people, a man and a woman. Their skin's pale. There's a delicately carved arch over them. It's made of wood, and it doesn't seem to have any sort of protection magic on it, so it's decayed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Around this raised platform are blackened ashy bodies similar to the ones you've seen before. These are kind of just moving and watching in the center of the room and kind of just moving around to go do other things in the room.
So the people, the couple inside, they're not ashy? They're just pale?
Yes. But they are not moving.
Are there runes around them?
I will draw... approximation. So there's two people in the middle. linked these are. This is what reminded you of the happy couple. These two people, they're kind of just indefinitely staring at each other with loving, smiling eyes. And these just black corpses kind of just watch, and some kind of just wander away into other parts of the maze, and some kind of just wander back in.
Okay, so we absolutely have to get these two to the main room somehow.
For what, though?
They're waiting for the bride and groom.
I'm pretty sure these are dead.
Everything so far is dead.
But, I mean, like, I don't think this will break any... Like, I don't think this is a curse, per se. Like, this might just be an after effect of whatever spell killed all these people. And, like, all of these, like, preservation drawings we've seen.
But this could help those creatures rest if we can bring them so that they're not waiting for eternity for the bride and groom anymore.
Oh, okay. If you want to try and move them, be my guest.
I want to approach them and see if anybody reacts to me doing that, to coming closer to the couple.
The corpses don't seem to pay any special attention to you. Some of them kind of just look at you and look back. As you get within a few feet, like close enough to the die where you could touch them, the air kind of starts to thicken. And you kind of just feel like there's just something preventing you from getting close.
Seems like a magic effect.
Quite perceptive there, Holmes.
Okay, I'm out of ideas. What do we do?
It is also about time to wrap up, so any final thoughts that you want to get out?
So are they on like a pedestal?
It's kind of just like a raised platform on the floor, just to put them at the center of attention.
Like, is it like connected to the floor in some way?
It's just it like... on the floor.
So it's like stone, right?
We'll say it's itself is made of stone, but like the wooden archway above is made of wood.
Okay.
I want to do a history check on the stone.
Go for it.
So, stone cunning, when I make a history check related to origin and stonework, I'm considered proficient and add double your proficiency bonus.
Oh, fantastic.
So you do like history plus 4. 14.
Okay, give me a second to get the timeline correct here. Strangely, this stone is very, very old. It's like as old as a lot of the other things, the other stonework in this part of the maze, like all the walls. But the center of this platform, directly under them, is just like much less weathered, and it looks like it's fresher or younger than the stone closer to the edge, and it's quite a big difference. It's like approximately 5,000 years of difference between the inside of the platform they're standing on and the outside.
So they were put here from somewhere else.
Maybe. It's a gradual effect. It's not like an on-off thing.
So it's younger towards the center.
I'll just give you the info that these two people are caught in a time spell.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was.
Using your knowledge of the rock, you would estimate that they've been there for 5,000 years.
Well.
And that would probably be the end of our session.
Tune in next week for more Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So yeah, this is just like a super weird dungeon. Lots of weird things going on. Kind of just have fun exploring it and all that.
Just real quick, when I got near that thing, did I experience the same thing that Bagur did?
Yes, the closer you get to it, kind of just time stops for you, and like the air like kind of like just hardens more and more until you just can't get closer.
The swan did nothing for me?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, all those little Braille skin notes, did you guys just leave them in the other room? Or did you...
I don't think we just left them.
Okay.
I wouldn't know anything about Braille.
Alright, well, thank you guys for showing up, and we'll see what we can do next week.
I'll be here.
Alright, I'll be seeing you guys. Oh, by the way, the little exploration that we did, it's on the map on Discord.
Nice.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Take it easy.
Good night.
See you.